This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Chamber Music Wilmington was in luck when the German Schumann Quartet took a three-year residency at Lincoln Center in New York. This made it feasible for artistic director Barbara McKenzie to secure this group that she had heard about from a friend in Cologne, Germany.
I was asking her, like, who's really hot right now in Europe and what are some of the string quartets that you really like? And she said, well, one of the best string quartets that she had heard, period, was this young Schumann Quartet. So I went online, and many of their live performances were uploaded to YouTube, and I just thought they had a very authentic, very personal, very musically expressed way of playing.
The Schumann Quartet is composed of three brothers, Mark, Eric, and Ken Schumann, plus violist Lisa Randalu. One review from Germany says this quartet plays staggeringly well with a willingness to astonish.
Classical music can be presented as a formula. It can get very formulaic, especially when you have a piece like the Schubert that everybody knows and plays and has heard for many, many years. You sort of get this set traditional way of presenting it, and they push beyond those boundaries. They talk a lot about having digested this music and played it for a while now. These three Schumann brothers are working on an intuitive level, you know, that goes beyond just the normal quartet personality interaction. And then Eric is married to Lisa. They're really able to be spontaneous in their performances, because they're really on the same wavelength, which, you know, string quartets, there's so much coordination, and sometimes they lose that spontaneity.
It's safer if you don't have any spontaneity.
Oh, yeah, it's much safer, because then you do exactly what you've talked about, and no one is caught off guard. But when you're a really fine chamber musician, you can take chances like that, especially if you're on the same wavelength. You know, it's like a little school of fish, you know, you're just kind of swimming along and together. That's what makes the music exciting.
One piece the Schumann Quartet will perform in Wilmington is Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. Barbara recently played this piece of music for a group at the Newcomers Club in Brunswick County.
And so I played for them the Samuel Barber Adagio for Strings, and several of the men came up, and literally some had tears in their eyes, and they said, you know, I recognize that piece. Wasn't that in Platoon, when the guy's trying to save his buddy? And it was in a very climactic part of the movie, and I'll never forget that. Classical music, we take it in unknowingly sometimes on such a deep level, and music elicits a full range of human emotion, whether it's giggly and funny and joking and prankster, you know, which we often hear in Haydn or Mozart, to this kind of deep emotional expression of loss or grief or searching that we hear in pieces like Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings.
That was Barbara McKenzie, Artistic Director of Chamber Music Wilmington. The Schumann Quartet performs music by Haydn, Schubert, and Barber this Sunday at 7:30 at UNCW's Beckwith Recital Hall. Find more at whqr.org.